All right, let's move into phase two, observations. This is where we really start to dig into the data. Remember, the key here is to be objective. We're not making inferences or drawing conclusions just yet. We're simply recording the facts, just like a scientist in a lab. Think of yourself as a data detective, carefully noting every detail you observe. You have 15 minutes as a guide for this phase, but if time allows, feel free to delve deeper. Don't rush it. Really take your time to explore the data in front of you. Sometimes, the most valuable insights come from spending a little extra time in observation. Now, grab your pen and your data-driven dialogue template. Specifically, focus on the section labeled "What is the data actually telling us?" This is where you'll record all your observations. Start by writing down any specific quantities you notice. For example, 25 students scored lower than 30. Be precise with your numbers. Next, look for specific information. Are there any particular details that stand out to you? For instance, 80% of students completed the reading assignment, but only 50% completed the follow-up questions. Note any specific trends related to demographics, subgroups, or particular areas of strength or weakness. For example, pupils eligible for free school meals demonstrated a lower average attainment in numeracy compared to their peers. Or, a higher percentage of girls achieve second level in literacy than boys in this particular class. Consider also looking at trends across different stages, such as comparing performance in P4 and P7. Perhaps you notice a dip in engagement with expressive arts in S2 compared to S1. Think about local contexts too, maybe a student from rural postcode showed higher achievement in outdoor learning activities. Don't forget about numerical relationships. Calculate percentages, ratios, or any other relevant metrics that help you understand the data. For example, the percentage of pupils achieving the expected level in numeracy at the end of P7 was 75%, which is slightly below the national average for similar schools. Or, the attainment gap between the highest and lowest performing SIMD deciles in reading is 15 percentage points in this school, which is wider than the national average. Perhaps you're looking at well-being indicators. 85% of pupils reported feeling safe and supported in school, but this drops to 70% when asked about feeling the listened to. These numerical relationships paint a clearer picture of what the data is telling you. As you're looking at the data, ask yourself, what do I see? Not, what do I think? Focus on the visual patterns. Are there any charts or graphs? If not, can you make some? Describe what you see. The bar graph shows a significant dip in reading scores after winter break. Or, the scatter plot indicates a negative correlation between attendance rates and math grades. Look for patterns and trends. Are there certain areas where students consistently perform well or struggle? I notice that students seem to be grasping the concept of multiplication, but division is still a challenge. Or, there's a trend of higher absenteeism on Mondays and Fridays. Remember, don't jump to conclusions about why these patterns exist. Just describe what you see happening. If you observe that the majority of students who are struggling in math also have incomplete homework assignments, don't assume that incomplete homework is causing the low math scores. Just note the correlation. The more detailed your observations, the better. Don't worry about writing in perfect sentences. Bullet points are perfectly fine. Just make sure your notes are clear enough so that you can understand them later. Remember to keep your focus on observable facts. Avoid interpretations or explanations. You'll have plenty of time for that in the next phase. Right now, you're gathering evidence. You're building a strong foundation for your data-driven dialogue. While we suggest aiming for around 15 minutes for this phase, don't feel constrained if you need a little more time. If the data is complex or you're uncovering interesting patterns, it's perfectly fine to spend longer here. The important thing is to be thorough and capture all the relevant information. When you're finished, whether it's in 15 minutes or a bit longer, you should have a solid list of observations that you can use to start making inferences and drawing conclusions in phase 3. Remember, the more thorough you are in this phase, the more productive your discussion will be in the following phases.